Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Vital Health Community call for the month of December 2019. This is our very last call for the month of the year of 2019. It's also our last call of the decade, our last, actually our last Q&A call, because we have a kitchen show on Saturday. I'm so confused. I can't keep track of what date it is. It's so confusing because of the holidays and all the other stuff going on. Anyway, so we're here for our Vital Health Community Call. I'm here for the last time for this year and for this decade to support you in whatever you need support in regarding your health, whether it's a question about foods to make for the holidays that keep you on track, whether it's questions about something going on for you, whether it's just any questions at all that come up for you. That's what these Q&A calls are all about, and we will continue them into the new year. We have a bunch of new members, and I'm wanting to welcome you if you're new, so welcome to our community. Hopefully you'll get more and more engaged as time goes on, and it'll be the end of the year, and it's Christmas time and holiday time, and all of our calls get very low attendance in December. It's almost like I want to just take the whole month off of December. But I know people need me, so I won't. But I'm here to answer your questions and to just really help you to hone in on what you really want moving forward into the future, into the next decade. So what's your big why for why you come to these calls, why you join the community, and what is it that you want to accomplish over not just the next year, but the next decade? So I'm going to take you through a little process right now, and I want everybody to play along with me. So I want you to just sit in your chair, get comfortable, and you can focus your attention on your heart. I like to put my hand over my heart. Sometimes I put two hands over my heart and take some long, slow, deep breaths where your inhale is slightly shorter than your exhale. So go ahead and do that. Let's do one or two of those together. Feel your body relaxing. Feel your shoulders soften, your neck relax. And just tune into that sensation. What I want you to do is I want to pretend we're in a time machine. We're in a time machine that's carrying us forward to the end of this decade. It's now 2029, December 2029, and we're going into yet another decade. And I want you to just imagine where you are. Imagine what's going on in your life. How are you feeling? Describe what it feels like to wake up in the morning. Just imagine in the morning you've woken up, it's 10 years from now. What's different? What's changed? You can create your reality. You can create your reality by imagining it. And 10 years is a long span of time, so you can dream really big. It's not like I'm saying to you, where do you visualize yourself being next week? You're probably going to say, well, sitting in my own home in the same place I am right now. But when you have that span of time, dream big. I'm waking up in the morning to the sound of the waves crashing not too far outside my door. I can hear them as I open my eyes. I can look out my window because I don't put my blinds down at night. And I look out my window and I see the ocean and I see the waves crashing. And it's a warm ocean. It's not like cold like in Seattle or San Diego. It's a warm ocean. And I'm so excited to get up and go for a run along the beach. It's really meditative run and enjoy the beauty and watch the waves crash. And then to finish and jump in and be enveloped by the warmth of the ocean. And to spend my day doing the things I love, going for a hike, spending time with my children and my grandchildren. They're coming to visit us. They come to visit us often. And throughout the day, I might have a few calls like this. And I'm connecting with people and I'm sharing my message of health, just like I am now, but to bigger audiences. The world's changed in the last 10 years. Right now, going to a restaurant is a treat because all restaurants have amazing healthy food on the menu. The bad stuff is stuff you have to seek out, like their little clubs that are hidden away, because hardly anybody wants that stuff anymore. And when you go out into public, into the mall, or wherever you might go, you're not assaulted by the smells of these horrible chemicals, because nobody uses those anymore, because we've realized that that's not what makes a healthy world. So the world has changed dramatically in those 10 years. And we've all been part of it. We're all at the beginning of it. We're all at the cutting edge. So that's my vision. What's yours? What do you see? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What do you see yourself doing in 10 years? Maybe you've started a career. Maybe you've taken your love of health and you're helping other people. Maybe you've started a restaurant. Maybe you've started a school for kids, where they're treated with love and care and good food. Maybe you've revamped the school lunch program. Maybe you're speaking and sharing. What is it for you? It's going to be different than for me. And so sit with that and breathe into it a couple more times. And just allow that vision to grow. And over the next week, 2 weeks before the end of the year, allow your vision to grow. Allow it to become something that is real to you. And if 10 years is a stretch, just look 3 years into the future, 5 years into the future. And have something, a dream, a vision that you can look forward to. That helps you to make decisions every single day about how to live your life. Every single day about the choices you make. Every choice matters. You make choices every day. What you're going to think, what you're going to watch, what you're going to listen to, what you're going to drink, what you're going to eat, what products you're going to purchase. You get to make choices. And I believe that every choice matters in how you look, how you feel, and how you live your life. So let's all together make a vow moving into this last 2 weeks of the year, the last 2 weeks of the decade, to make every choice matter. To make every choice be one that moves you in the direction of your dream, your vision, your goals. So when you're ready, open up your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Tune into how you feel. What's that feeling? And go ahead and type it in the chat. Or raise your hand and I'll open up your line and I can share. I would love to hear some shares. Liz, new member, yay. Yeah, there's no videos on these calls. They're just audio. Yeah. Mary says peace and hope. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Who else wants to share? Diana feels hope. Yes. Anybody want to share a vision? A goal? Big hope, Diana. Yeah. I have a vision for you, Diana, but I don't want to impose my vision on you.
I have a vision for you. All right. So who wants to share? Diana has to share. Let's see. Hi, Diana. I'd love to hear. You should be open. Nope. Maybe you were just raising your hand to say you heard me. Yeah, put your hand down again. And if you want to speak, go ahead and open it again. Okay? All right, guys. So it might be the same as mine. Do you want to hear mine? Yeah, do you want me to tell you? Or do you want to tell me, Diana? Yes? You want me to tell you? Okay, so I envision you getting up every day, moving your body, of course, and doing some mindfulness practice, and then going into your little herbal apothecary. You've got this amazing room in your home now that has become your herbal apothecary, whether you already have a room that you've converted or you've built it on. And you've got a greenhouse too, and you're growing stuff year round. I mean, you're literally growing stuff and you're tincturing stuff and you're making concoctions. And you've got people who are coming by to get advice from you, to learn from you, to get some of your tinctures and your herbal concoctions. You're known far and wide in your area for being the herb lady who knows how to make these amazing concoctions. You're helping people with making food. You're telling them, teaching them how to eat. You're supporting them and helping them with health challenges. Yeah. And you do mail orders for those of us who are begging you for years to send us your stuff. You have a little catalog. Real easy. Real easy. Nothing that takes a lot of time or effort away from you taking care of you and being with your family. And you're just helping. You're helping people. You're making a decent living at it. You have enough money to support you and your family to travel when you want to. And you're having a really pleasant, fun, enjoyable life. And you're helping a lot of people, Diana. So that's what I see for you. That's what I see for you. Amen. Good. Yay. So let's make it happen. You just keep moving in that direction. Who else? Who else wants to share? I don't know that I've connected or communicated with the rest of you on the call today enough to be able to see that vision for you. Although, Liz, I've seen enough of your posts on Facebook, and I see you are really embracing this new lifestyle that you've been embracing. The new Vitamix you just got is 10 years old and has been well used every day, making amazing concoctions for you and your family. And you're moving easily. You're up. You're out. You're out in the garden. You're walking. I don't know enough about you to know, you know, a particular avocation that you love to do. But I just see you out and mobile and being like this picture of health that is an example to everybody around you. Lots of positive impact to those around you, to your family, to your friends, to your community. Hey. And part of the time, Diana, you're coming to visit me in the tropics to get away from that Idaho coldness. Yep. Awesome. So who else? Who has questions or comments or how can I support you? Oh, I do want to give you guys a link. Let me just find it real quick. I put it on Facebook this morning for those of you who are in the Unstoppable Health Facebook group. For those of you who are not in the Unstoppable Health Facebook group or don't know about it, if you are on Facebook, go to Facebook and just type in Unstoppable Health. It's an amazing community, and we have plans for expanding in the next months and, you know, just really like cataloging a lot of the recipes that wonderful people have put up there and making it a great place and a great hub. So we already have, like, you know, a lot of people in there that are very, very active. Let me see if I can find the link, and I'll put it in the chat here. But basically, yesterday I did a Facebook Live in the Unstoppable, and let me find that right now. And I was in my kitchen, and it was almost like a mini kitchen show. My husband said, this is almost like a full-size kitchen show. I said, yeah, it was. But we talk more than just about, more than just about making the food. We actually did some more, I put it in here. I thought I made an announcement, but I didn't. Let me see. Huh, it's not showing. Oh, there it is. Okay, let me get the link for you. Marcus announcement. And then it goes to the top. Yay. All right. So now I am going to go into the edit and grab the link. So this was the Facebook Live. No. All right. I'm not sure where that link went to. Oh, I know how to find it. I'll give you the link directly. So I did was I took that Facebook Live yesterday. We had some issues where when the blender went for a while afterwards, the sound went out. So I did a bunch of edits. I took out a lot of the blender noise, and I made it. It's just an hour and like 6 minutes. So it's much more reasonable than the hour and a half that it started out. Let me go to, here we go. And I think it's just, it's DrRitaMarie.com/balance2020, I believe. So let me get it. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but I'll get the exact link. I tried to make it something I would remember, but who knows. Okay, ClickFunnels. It was here. Maybe it was balance-2020. Let me see. Fasting with Food Facebook Live follow-up. All right, so I'm going to save you page. Yeah, balance. I tried to make it, but it was late, so here it is. I'll put it here. It's a really good video because I go through some food, and I made cannolis, and I showed you how to make an Italian dish called manicotti, and I talked about some other recipes that people had recommended and showed them where. And you guys are in the Vital community, and if you're in the premium, you have access to the 8 years prior. And a couple of months ago, we did one where I did tamales. So somebody had asked about tamales. And I think the last show, I might have done the pumpkin pie and the cannoli recipes are there. So all those recipes are there. So I'm going to put this link in here. There you go. Riz made taco meat and chipotle cauliflower meat this morning. I'm loving my Vitamix. Yay! I love cauliflower. Those cannolis are amazing. So there's the link to that. So Diane said I use my Vitamix and the Cuisinart food processor more than anything else. I do too. I use the Vitamix more than the Cuisinart, but I do use the Cuisinart a fair amount. Made a really good pesto the other day. I just put pumpkin seeds. What else did I put in there? Some spinach, hemp seeds, and I think that was it, and a whole bunch of basil and garlic, and it was amazing pesto, amazing pesto. Let's see. Diana said, yes, all you newbies, it is possible. A year ago, I had no hope and was fading fast. Now things are turning. You all have this inside you, and you will find it. Liz said, I sure enough am. That's my goal. Amen. Yes. Diana, don't dream small. Go for all you want to be. That was one of my first lessons that I learned, thanks to Dr. R. Liz, I'm loving being able to go outside now and do some things that I used to do. Yay, Liz. Liz, I've been looking for a really good food processor. I have the Cuisinart, and they come up with new ones all the time. Mine is several years ago. I got it as a Christmas present. It was a surprise Christmas present from my husband. I was using something called the Hamilton Beach Big Mouth, which was a pretty good one. I don't know if it's still around, and very inexpensive, like $50 or $60. And I actually had several because I was doing classes, and it was easy to do that. Then they came out with this Vitamix, Cuisinart, that has three different container sizes. So it has, I think it's a 7 or 9, maybe it's 14, 11, and 7. And that way, if you're making small things, you just put the nested bowls in there and you can make a small amount. And if you're making a lot, you can make a large amount. And I love that one now. That's my favorite. I had an old Cuisinart, like an 11 cup, a cup, not ounce, but cup Cuisinart. And I didn't like it at all because it just didn't chop very well. And it kept, snagging. But look for the Big Mouth if you're looking on a budget. And if you're looking for something that's a higher end that's going to last you a really long time, that Cuisinart. But it's in the $200, $220 range right now. And I probably don't have the latest model at all. Let's see, Cuisinart. I think it's maybe it's a 16 cup. I don't know. 16 cup. Because it has three different bowls. And they all, Cuisinart 16 cup. Let's see. Yeah. It looks like it's pretty similar to the one I have. Anyway, I like that one that has the three. It's the deluxe one. I like it a lot, and I use it a lot, and I use it to make various things that, taking nuts and seeds and chopping them with veggies and making these really nice, like you're saying, cauliflower taco meat, that sort of thing. I went out, my son came in from out of town. He's living in D.C., or has been living in D.C. for the last year, plus just finished grad school and looking for jobs, and he drove in from D.C., so it took him 2 days, and he got here Tuesday night. So yesterday, we got to go out to dinner, and we went to our favorite local Mediterranean restaurant, which is a Mediterranean buffet. And I was saying to him that the reason we like this place so much is that most of the time when you go to the buffet and they're all you can eat, the food is, substandard. This is a Mediterranean buffet, and I would say, at least half the food there is plant-based. And 100% plant-based, they have signs up that say it's vegan. And they have three different kinds of salads that are just lots and lots of chopped up veggies with fresh cilantro or basil and mint and a little bit of lemon and olive oil. And that's it. No, creamy ranch dressings or horrible stuff like that. And then they have baba ganoush and hummus, and they have this new hummus that's avocado hummus. So it's ground up, the chickpeas with the avocado. And I don't usually eat chickpeas, but I had a couple of spoonfuls of that, and it was very, very good. And then they have some cooked veggies, and they have this roasted cauliflower that's just this cauliflower that's been roasted in the oven, and it's brown on the outside, and it's absolutely phenomenal. It's got some Mediterranean seasonings to it. And they have eggplant, and that was my probably shouldn't have eaten so much eggplant because it was a little oily. I think they had they cooked it in a little bit too much oil, but it was very good, so I had a little bit. And they only use olive oil, so I'm not, concerned that they used canola or other kinds of, GMO and crappy oils. But it was such a good meal. I had a little bit of a bowl of the cauliflower, a bowl of the eggplant, and mostly just a big bowl of salad with some of that baba ganoush on it. And it was so good, and the cauliflower just reminded me how much I love cauliflower. And my husband loves to make cauliflower. He likes to take the whole head of cauliflower and just put it in a steamer and just steam it that way. And then he'll make a curry sauce and he'll pour it over that. And it's one of the most amazing meals. And by the way, he is going to be a guest on our Vital Healing Kitchen show, which is 2 days from now on Saturday. And it's all about soup. And he makes the best soups, and he makes this amazing Thai coconut curry soup and he's going to demonstrate it on. So he's usually the one behind the scenes. You don't see him on the shows, but he is going to be on. So I'm excited. Yes. Diana said kimchi paste. I love that idea of making my own kimchi. I just haven't started it yet. You're so good at that, Diana. Oh, yes, I did, Diana. He agreed to it. He did, agreed. I know I've been plotting it. I've been saying that for the last week and a half. But he said yes. He said yes. So he said as long as he can go towards the beginning. So I'll introduce, and then I'll say, okay, we're going to start with. And, yeah, I'm really excited. Make sure your hubby watches. Yes, and that's the thing that a lot of folks said. Yeah, we want to see a guy getting up there to influence our husbands. My husband is a phenomenal cook, and he's just very supportive. And I feel very fortunate that he is that supportive, and other people want their husbands to see that. So if you have a partner that maybe isn't so keen on the changes, the dietary changes, or some of the stuff in making foods, have him come and watch. And Scott's just a down-to-earth kind of guy. You know, he just likes football and, you know, sports, just like most other guys, but he's very, very good that way. He does the smoothies. He mostly does it, although this week he's been off of smoothies because he's on a probiotic kick, and he's been doing what he's calling a probiotic cleanse, and he's basically been eating nothing but probiotics and a little avocado with it. So he hasn't been making the smoothies this week. I've been making my own. So my own smoothies are a little rougher and, you know, much more robust in terms of green than his, and his tastes really good. So anyhow, are there questions or comments? Anybody want to open up their line? You do a star 2, or if you're on the web, there's a little button there that would say raise hand. Okay. I see Kiki. Hi, Kiki.
Hi, Dr. Rena Reed. How are you? I'll never give up an opportunity to get to hear your voice and speak to you. So.
Well, thank you, Kiki, for your dedication. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I had a quick question to you. I wanted to ask you now in reference to flu season, because everybody's busy. You got to get the flu shot. You got to get the flu shot. You're crazy. You're not giving the flu shot. And pressure from work, from my kids in college and whatever. And I wanted to ask you because I want to supplement now in the winter to supplement. I have like adult kids and myself and my husband. And I'm always a little nervous, like how much could I go with supplements? How far? I feel like it's a cocktail, like too much things. And I'm wondering, like, can I give zinc or B12? Is it okay to give without testing? Because I can't go and have everybody tested now.
Yeah,
I want to give vitamin C. I want to give a multi. I want to give zinc. I want to hear from you what you think the testing to give is and what I can give without testing.
Yeah. So a couple of things I would recommend for you. One is just last week and the Vital Health Community Health Topic Call, one of our practitioners, Lynn Rose, she did an amazing talk on the flu. And she's an ex-immunization nurse. So she's a registered nurse, a school nurse for a long time. Now she's a homeopath and herbalist for the last 15 years. And she gave an amazing talk on the flu and what kind of things you can do as preventatives and treatment. So definitely watch that. Almost a year ago, last January, I did one on herbs and supplements for the immune system for going into the flu season again. So watch that. And then on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, I keep posting this little meme that I'll see if I can find it and post it somewhere else. But it's just this really nice little meme that is we created. It's called Dr. Rita Marie's Flu Shot. And it basically has a list of herbs and mushrooms and nutrients that help support the immune system. So those are three things. But as far as what you can do, vitamin C, you don't need to test. We don't test. But test them for bowel tolerance, right? So
That I know.
So that you can do. Zinc, you know, generally, especially this time of year, most people are deficient in zinc. So as long as you're just not doing mega doses of zinc, right? You just do like a 20 to 30 milligram dose of zinc. Most people, you're not going to get, it's not a problem. Okay. So that's fine. As far as some of the other things, I
like B12.
A lot of people are deficient in it. So most of the time, you're not going to get in trouble. The only thing to be concerned about, very small percentage of the population who have this particular genetic thing called COMT, if you give them too much methyl B12, they can get anxious. So typically, my way around that is I have them get a liquid B12 and then just start with one drop, two drops, and just say, you know, if you start to feel like, oh, I feel a little agitated or anxious or irritable, back off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the only issue with B12. But the most people are deficient. So it's not, you're not going to get in trouble by doing that. And then what I do for protection throughout is a couple of things. There's some essential oil blends. One is On Guard from doTERRA, and the other one is Thebes from Young Living. You know, they're competitive companies, but I like the product from both of them, so that's, you know, either way. a little bit of oregano oil, if you're around a lot of folks that are having colds and flus and you're concerned, a little bit of that in your water, just a drop, or in your salad dressing, makes it taste, you know, Italian, or anything like that. You put it in your food, but a little extra oregano, or just oregano, just eating more oregano, fresh oregano or dried oregano. I would do for my kids, I would always, if they were around kids that were sick or they started to feel a little sniffly, I'd make this big pot of soup and I would put in carrots, broccoli, a little bit of potato, and some greens, and just steam all that up and then blend it up in the blender with celery to give it saltiness, and then blend it up with Italian garlic. And lots of the herbs and stuff. And, man, they would just love that, and it would knock whatever they had right out of them. So those are things. Mm-hmm. As far as other nutrients, those
can
are the main
ones. Can I give a B12 on top of a multivitamin, or is it too much if a multivitamin has a little bit of the B12?
I will tell you, most B12 in a multivitamin is useless, and here's the reason. It depends on the person's age, of course, but many, many people, and especially anybody over the age of 40, they start to lose the ability to make intrinsic factor, which is what helps the B12 get absorbed. So most people really do need a sublingual or a liposomal or a topical form of B12 in order for any significant amount to get absorbed. The amount that's in a multi is tiny. So, yeah, absolutely, especially if someone needs B12, you need to give it to them separately, and I recommend a liquid sublingual or little dissolving tablet under the tongue. I like Perk has a really good one. That's an under the tongue one. I get good results with that. And then liposomal. And Team Health has a really good liposomal.
Okay, so even though it seems like a whole concussion, a whole bunch of things, but it's okay to take now over the winter months.
I will say, look, it's better than the flu shot.
Yeah, right. And you know, they're taking the train either to college or to work. And like my oldest daughter's in corporate America. She's in busy season now, and she's in a building, and she says like the heat is on, and people are coughing, and just like, I'm like, okay, let's give you supplements. I feel like I'm giving her too much. I want to hear your take.
I think it's really supportive. And the thing is, especially in that environment, especially riding the subway and things like that. The other thing is, I keep echinacea if you start to get the symptoms. But the things that can support the immune system so you don't get the flu or the cold are, of course, the stuff we just talked about, but also astragalus. You can get a tincture of that. You can get astragalus as the whole root and throw it in soups, you know, as a protection. Reishi mushroom works really well for that. So those kinds of things can be just taken as, like I said, the flu shot, right? It's your preventative stuff to build up the immune system, so you don't need the flu shot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, so I'm going to try go on the Facebook page to see if I can pull up that
you know, I don't know what, you know how Facebook is. It just randomly goes out there, and then who knows where it goes to. But I've seen it a bunch of times, so it's been passed around.
Okay, I'll try to pull it up. Okay, I'll try to pull it up. Can I ask you one more quick thing? Because in a previous call, I asked a reference to one of my daughters who her lab work showed low iron, and you told me you recommended I should get yellow duck. And when I went online to search for yellow duck, it says, like when I read it, like liver support and liver cleanse, and I'm like, oh, did I get the right word from Dr. Rita Ray, maybe?
It's totally the right thing. It's really good liver support, but it has high levels of iron in it. And it also helps to stimulate the stomach acid, which will help you absorb iron in food.
Mm-hmm. So should I get a capsule form or liquid? It comes in liquid form or capsule. What's the best?
How old is your daughter and what is she willing to take?
She's 23. She's very busy at work. Right now is busy season for her.
Yeah.
So the least, a capsule form is the easiest for her to take.
Then better the capsule form.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I like tinctures better because they're more easily absorbed. And I find them easier because I could just keep it in my pocket or purse or whatever.
Can you overdose on yellow duck in terms of iron?
You can overdose on anything, right? So if she has no iron, I would, you know her levels now, I would test her in 6 to 8 weeks and make sure that it doesn't go too high. Like if you just take the recommended daily dose for a couple of months, generally not.
Mm-hmm.
But
if I saw a yellow duck tea, do you think that could serve or that's too mild?
It's probably not strong. How low is her iron? It depends.
I don't remember the number. Like, I don't think it was crazy low, but it was definitely like low. And when they show in a lab,
if she's willing to take it, it is a bitter, very bitter. And that's why it helps stimulate stomach acid because it is bitter.
Mhm. Mhm. So maybe the capsules are better.
Yeah. I personally like tincture. I just think it's easy to do tinctures, but a lot of people don't like the taste of tinctures, so they don't.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any brand you would recommend on the yellow duck?
I don't use capsules, so I don't know.
Gaia,
if Gaia has one, or Herb Farm, or
Gaia maybe. Okay. I'll check Gaia.
As far as the fresh the root, I buy it from Mountain Rose. I buy the powder from them, or the root, and then grind it. And then as far as tinctures, usually something like Gaia or Herb Farm are good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Okay, have a wonderful, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who else? Those questions about the flu shot, people are going to be pressuring you. Make sure you watch it. It was just a week ago. It's posted to the Vital page. And then those of you in the premium where you have access to all the archives, last January is when I did a presentation on the colds and flus. And there's actually actually didn't do it with slides. I just talked it, but then I put up a deck of pictures of the various things. So it's a good thing. And there's several in there in the archives on, you know, shoring up essential oils for the immune system, those sorts of things. We have a lot, this Vital community is so loaded with resources. So Diana said, Kiki, I was able to raise my iron with yellow duck tincture. Very easy to do and not that unpleasant. Kathy, I tuned in late and caught the last of your response about the food processor. My kids want to get me one. The 13 cup is $2.99 Canadian. Would that be okay? So I think what I used to have was an 11 cup, and now this one is a 14, if I'm not mistaken. So 13, 14, somewhere in that range. I personally like the one that has the multiple, it has different inserts, although yesterday when I was looking for it, I couldn't find my other inserts, but it has, it's a 14, I think mine's a 14 or a 16, I don't know. And then it has a smaller one that inserts so you can do smaller things and an even smaller one. That's my favorite, but, you know, the Cuisinart for sure. I just didn't like my 11 cup. I just didn't think it worked that well years ago. Oh, and Diana says her flu shot is elderberry. And in that talk that Lynn did last week, she talked about elderberry. And the other thing is there are homeopathics, and there's one called, I cannot say it right, oxalocinum or something like that. And it's just these little pellets, and it works really, really well, especially at the first sign, you know, feel like you're starting to get something like that. And then she talked about influenzinum, which I don't have, but I have the oxalocinum. Oh, let's see. Ah, Kathy said my bottle of oregano says take 5 drops and chase with water. Is that too much? It depends on how concentrated it is. The ones I have are very, very concentrated, and you wouldn't want to put it in your mouth without water. So if it says take 5 drops and chase with water, it may be cut with some olive oil or coconut oil or something like that, so it may not be as potent. Because typically with oregano, I just put a drop or two. I mean, if you put a drop or two in 14 ounces of water, 16 ounces of water, it's strong. It's really strong. So, it depends on the dilution. Kathy, I can use frankincense and coconut oil to swish in my mouth and spit out to try to calm down a possible lichen planus or precancer cells on my tongue. You can certainly try that. I mean, I'm not an essential oil guru, and I'm not, an expert on lichen planus, but I think frankincense does have some really good properties. And we do have in your archives, there is a whole thing that Lynn and I did on essential oils, and we went through all the different essential oils and how to use them. Kathy says, I take K-I, is that how you say it, which has astragalus, olive leaf, and mushroom. Yes, they're great for immunity. Yes. Blue package, even when I already have cold symptoms. Is that a particular brand, K-I? I've never heard of that. Mary, in addition to stress reduction, what's the best way to increase stomach acid? Bitters, Mary. You can get a tincture of bitters, Gaia Herbs, Herbalistin Alchemist, Summer Bach, Guts and Glory. They all have really good, high-quality bitters. The other way is to eat some really bitter food about 10 minutes before your real meal. So you're taking, like, a bit of arugula, and you're chewing it to a pulp, like you're juicing it in your mouth and letting it sit there for 5 minutes. Stimulates the receptors under the tongue to stimulate the stomach acid. But you have to have enough zinc in your system to be able to make it. So really addressing a zinc deficiency if you have it. And like I said to Kiki, it's not a big problem to take zinc as long as you don't take too much, even if you haven't tested, because most people are deficient. So I would say something like a liquid zinc 20 milligrams and either a bitters formula or, 10 minutes before your meal, or you can juice some bitter greens, or you can chew and chew and chew and chew on the bitter greens to stimulate that stomach acid. Good questions. You're welcome, Mary. Let's see, any other hands up? I don't see any other hands up. Let's see if anybody put anything in the Q&A. Mary Provo, I had a lot of success doing Sweet Spot, starting my day with chia gel, dried nuts, and green smoothie. After reading about phytic acid in cheddar seeds, I'm concerned about the phytic acid inhibiting the absorption of minerals in smoothie and dried nuts. Should I do chia gel another time? You could if you wanted to, but, there's just an over-concern with these food constituents that are just food constituents, phytic acid, oxalic acid. Yeah, you don't want to overdo these things, but it's important to eat a balance of food. So I think if you had good success doing that, keep doing it. I'm not concerned about that. Yeah, good question. There's so much food phobia. Avoid this because it has oxalic acid. Avoid that because it has lectins. Avoid that because it has histamines. Avoid this because it has phytic acid. And by the time you go through all these rules and don't eat this with that, oh my God, by the time you get down to it, you don't know what to eat. And you're eliminating all kinds of good food, and you become more scared of the food, and your fear of the food is going to hurt you more than those chemicals. I'm not saying to eat like processed stuff and gunk that is toxic. I'm talking about these are natural constituents of food, and as long as you're not just eating chia seeds or not eating, boatloads of spinach, it's not a problem unless you already have a problem. So for some people who have a leaky gut and maybe a genetic tendency, we have to go low on those things for a while. But I wouldn't, just because you read about phytic acid. There's too many people out there scaring people away from eating. And I think we have to embrace our food and love our food to make it work for us. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments? And feel free to disagree with me on the food phobia, but it really concerns me that it's become such a complicated nightmare to eat. Yeah, stay away from gluten because it causes a leaky gut for many people, most people. Yeah, stay away from hydrogenated oils and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely, right? Stay away from the processed chemicals and the colorings and sugar, all that stuff. But real, whole, fresh foods, eat the ones that work well for you. And don't worry about some of the other stuff. Okay, let's see. All right. I don't see any other questions or comments. So if there's nothing else, then what we're going to do is close for today. And this will be our last call for the year, Q&A call. I want to make sure you guys know about 3 o'clock on Saturday. Is when we have our kitchen show, and we're going to do soups. I'm going to do some cooked soups. I'm going to do some raw soups that we can warm up to warm you up. I'm going to have my husband do his famous coconut curry Thai soup. We're going to have a lot of fun. So come and join us. Liz says I use a grip load of arugula. I really enjoy arugula in my greens. I always my base. I always put arugula in too. I love arugula. I had some really potent smoothies earlier in the week. I had one that had arugula and dandelion, which are both very bitter, and I put in a big scoop of a green powder from Health Force Nutritionals. It's called Green Protein Alchemy. They used to call it Elite Green Protein. I think they changed the name. And I put a scoop of that in. It's very dark green, and it's got a lot of protein in it as well. Yum, yum, yum. It was amazing. I had to put a lot of mint in it. I had to put a lot of ginger in there to kind of and lemon to mask some of the green flavors, but I felt so amazing after. So it wasn't like my best tasting one ever, but boy, was it potent. So yeah, good stuff. All right, so what else? I think that's it, guys. I don't see anything else. Let me check the Q&A one more time. And Mary said, thanks so much for all you do. You're definitely welcome. Definitely welcome. This is my passion. I'll open up the lines if you're open, if you have a mic. You can all say goodbye to each other on the count of three. And I'm going to wish everybody a happy new year, happy holidays, whatever one you celebrate. When you watch that video that I put in there, you'll see that we celebrate all of them. We celebrate Hanukkah, which starts on Sunday. We celebrate Christmas, of course, it's the 25th. And then we also celebrate the solstice, which is on the 21st. And we have a little, party with our neighbors and friends on Sunday, and we do an amazing celebration. So if you're in the Austin area, reach out, and we have a potluck on Saturday night. We do this once a month in the Austin area. So if you're in the Austin area, reach out and come and join us. We would love to have you. And if you go to meetup.com and look it up, meetup.com or drreadandread.com/meetup, that'll take you right there. And you'll learn all about it, and you can join us. So on the count of three, one, two, three. Bye, everybody. Thank you for coming.